and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast with me, Roisin Hasty. Each week, I'm going behind the scenes to find out more about some of the most creative radio and podcast projects on Earth, or even outer space.
The second that it left our transmitter, within 1.6 seconds, that broadcast entered deep space. And it shot past the moon. That's a journey that took the Apollo 11 astronauts 76 hours to do when man first landed on the moon.
This week, I'm chatting to Adam Stoner from Fun Kids Radio, all about his project Mission Transmission, which was broadcast from the Royal Observatory on Monday, the 21st of February.
This is Fun Kids Mission Transmission.
It's a bit weird talking to you, but I feel like it's quite interesting at the same time.
Hello. We don't know where you are or if you're reading this, but if you are, welcome. We are the beings from the planet Earth.
Right, let's get to it. I think it's fair to say, Adam, you have an idea that is quite literally out of this world.
Yes. So Fun Kids have just launched something massive, the first radio program broadcast to deep space.
You have joined us here at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich. This is Mission Transmission. We are blasting a radio show into space, the first ever radio show to do that. And I'm joined by some actual experts, like people who know what's happening. Guys, can you introduce yourself to us for the listeners?
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Brown, one of the astronomers at the observatory.
And I'm Jake Foster, also one of the astronomers at the Royal Observatory.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're here because I need some help explaining what's actually happening. Greg, can you tell us, how does this work exactly?
This radio broadcast is going to be broadcast out into space. There is a series of transmitters around the world that are going to be blasting this out into space. And then this message is going to travel at the speed of light out into the rest of the universe. Hopefully someone will be able to hear it on the other end.
We did it live from the Royal Observatory Greenwich. It was a 30-minute programme and it contained the voices of Fun Kids listeners, experts, some original music, and we are so, so proud of it.
How do you go about having an idea like that? Which sounds, I hope you didn't take this the wrong way, but it sounds mad just to think that you can broadcast into space and someone will go, yeah, no, that's a great idea, Adam, let's do it.
Yeah, it does sound bonkers, doesn't it? I think 2021 was such an amazing year for space travel. In February, we saw Perseverance land on Mars. Later in the year, we saw a load of billionaires blast themselves up into the stratosphere. The first all-civilian space flight, SpaceX Inspiration 4, launched later in the year. And then space lovers everywhere got an amazing Christmas present in the form of the James Webb Telescope. And all of that was happening against the backdrop of, obviously, a worldwide pandemic and the COP26 climate conference as well towards the end of the year. And I think all of those things really combined together, and the realm from which ideas come from just landed this bonkers idea, as we say, almost directly in my lab.
So how did you even begin to make that happen? Because I would have no idea how to broadcast into space. Did you at that point have an inkling, or did you think, I've got to dream big and then I've got to make it happen?
I knew that we had sent radio signals into space. One of the most famous is the Arecibo message that was broadcast almost 50 years ago. But I didn't necessarily know whether it was possible to broadcast a radio program. Luckily, it turns out it is. And luckily, it turns out it hadn't been done before. So we contacted a company in the US called Space Speak, and they have hooked us up with all of the technology that we need to do it. The keywords are parabolic radio transmitter.
That is some powerful keyword.
I know. So parabolic describes the shape. So it looks like the satellite dish on the side of your house, and radio transmitter is obviously the means of doing it. And then we sort of dreamed bigger, and we just thought, what would be cool here? What could we, you know, who could we get involved in this? And so we shot a message to the Royal Observatory in London, in Greenwich, the home of space and time. The Prime Meridian runs right through it. It's observatory code 000, one of the first observatories, the Royal Observatory, and they loved the idea as well, and they were keen to come on board. And it really just snowballed from there. It was, oh, you know, this would be an interesting idea. What if we got a band to write a song for us and put it in? And that happened. And it grew into sort of this beast that ran away from us at times. But
a beast you think of fondly.
Yes,
I'm sure.
a beast that we love very much.
There are several things that you've mentioned which I'm sure for getting an idea like this commissioned were like holding gold stars, you know, never been done before. Did that help when you were trying to get it commissioned? Was that an easy process?
Yeah, so commissioning here at Fun Kids is a bit weird. We're a really small company. I can count on two hands how many members of full-time staff there are. So we don't do kind of like commissioning rounds. But I suppose all of the key things definitely were there. And I put together sort of a commissioning document. It was more bullet points, but I had, before I even spoke to anyone here about it, I had already got SpaceSpeak, the company that sends the message to space on board, the Royal Observatory. We had some of those key points down and ready to pitch it to my boss. And actually, I really need to say a huge thank you to everybody here at Fun Kids, but in particular Matt Deegan, Gregory Watson and Lloydie James Lloyd, who have really given me their radio station for 6 weeks, which is bonkers. But yeah, we had key things that we knew that we wanted to hit, and then it was just a case of what's the path to get there. And I think what we ended up with in the end was this really nice, really organic 30-minute homemade sort of feeling program, something that we're all very proud of, something that I know I will treasure forever, and something that if an alien ever hears, hopefully they'll love it too.
Obviously Fun Kids, working with children, is at the core of what you do as a radio station, and listening to the way that children engaged with this project, even for, like, it's so endearing, and it can inspire even people that have no interest in space to see this topic through a child's eyes.
So going into it, the kind of behind the scenes goal was that more people would know that a children's radio station exists, and I think we achieved that in the first week of the project. We were inundated with entries, hours of voice clips.
Hey aliens, it's a bit weird talking to you.
Where are you in the universe?
If you come to my planet, then you need to come in peace, and we can learn from each other, and that'd be really fun.
It has been one of the most incredible moments of my life, hearing kids talk about the love that they have for a family member or a pet or a hobby, to tell us what they dream to be when they're older.
When I am older, I would like to save animals from plastic and collect that plastic to design houses or anything like that.
And to ask some very intelligent, but also at times very silly questions to anything that might be out there. And I'm blown away by their responses still.
And as a radio lover, it must have been very reassuring to have hit this whole new generation of radio listeners and see them respond to a project in this way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're joking here at Fun Kids that it's one of the biggest things to happen to radio. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. It is the first radio program beamed to deep space. And it's amazing that kids have submitted their audio, that they're a part of that broadcast. And growing up, okay, you know, Fun Kids has sown the seed, so to speak, and we hope that people that listen to Fun Kids today will grow on to be lifelong radio listeners. But these kids have 50, 60, 70 years ahead of them still. And it fills me with pride to know that in 50, 60, 70 years, their voices will still be travelling through space.
Which is mind-blowing.
Yeah, so we think we're in the radio industry, in the sound industry. It turns out we're actually in the light industry. Radio waves are light waves, so they travel at the speed of light. So the second that it left our transmitter, within 1.6 seconds, that broadcast entered deep space and it shot past the moon. That's a journey that took the Apollo 11 astronauts 76 hours to do when man first landed on the moon. But once a radio signal reaches deep space, there's nothing to stop it. Space is a vacuum. So we beamed the program to 10,000 of Earth's closest stars, and that message, that signal, will travel forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. It will, for as long as the universe exists, that radio message will exist. So I hope we did a good job.
So when people say they have a career aspiration to make something that lasts forever, you've literally done that.
Yeah, it's intimidating, but yeah, wonderful at the same time.
And just reflecting on the project as a whole, if you could have had three big lessons that you learned from making this that you wanted to share with anyone listening to this podcast episode who has a big idea like you had, what would your advice be to make that happen?
Three things. Okay, number one, just do it. If you've got an idea, pursue it. That rhymed, it wasn't meant to. Number two, approach people, have conversations with people. The worst thing that somebody can tell you is no, and they're not going to tell you no in a nasty way. They're just going to say, you know, too busy. Don't be intimidated to get in touch with people. Don't be intimidated to dream big. Don't be intimidated to reach out for that band or, you know, contact that celebrity and ask them to be involved in your thing. And the third thing, I think, is plan. You know, make sure you've got deadlines in place. Make sure you know exactly what you're doing. Well, not exactly what you're doing. Make sure you have a roadmap. Make sure you know what the end product is. Make sure you have the mission in mind. And make sure you know where you want to end up. The fun is obviously in the journey, mm-hmm. and getting there.
And big rewards when you achieve it as well. I think just from talking to you, Adam, one of the standout things for me is to pitch ideas that you genuinely are passionate about as well, because I can tell that you love space. Just from the way you talk about it, you're saying things as if everyone knows that. And I'm like, I didn't know that. But I think it's really good to have an idea and have a passion and share it, because that will drive a project harder than anything else.
Definitely, definitely.
Such an amazing idea, and I feel like I learned loads during that chat with Adam. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please hit like and subscribe. And as always, if there's something you'd like us to feature, email us at podcast@radioacademy.org. And we couldn't make these episodes without the support of Radio Academy members. If you'd like to join, it's £3 a month and you get access to loads of other great resources like online events and advice from others in the industry. Next week, we'll be looking at the impact Jamal Edwards had on radio and podcasts today, following the devastating news of his death a few weeks ago.
So yesterday, probably the worst news I've ever had to share, we found out that Jamal Edwards had passed away at the age of 31. Absolutely heartbreaking news. So many of us were good friends of Jamal, were close to him, had interactions with him. That guy just wanted everybody to win, just everybody. It had nothing to do with any gain, no personal gain, just because he's just a guy with a heart of gold. We're thinking about his family right now, his close friends, everyone that he's helped. This music industry will not be the same without him.
We'll be speaking to Nadia Jay and her producer, Adele Cross, from the One Extra Breakfast Show. Thanks for listening.